This podcast today is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial by simply going to audibletrial.com/TSE. Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or even your MP3 player, baby. Simply go to audibletrial.com/TSE. Tell them your boy Donald sent you. Do you think email signatures can help you make more money? Well, I'm going to talk to the CEO today of this company called Sixter, and he's going to share with us how this is totally possible. You're going to love this episode. Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome to another great episode of the Sales Evangelist Podcast. I'm your host, Donald Kelly, the Sales Evangelist, and I'm so excited for another great episode. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And today on the episode, I have Dan Hanaran. Dan is actually the CEO of a company called Sixter. Now, as I mentioned in a teaser there, this is all about how we can utilize effective email signatures to generate more business for our organization. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be some cool things that you can take and apply. You can definitely try it today. It's pretty interesting because so many times when you look at email signatures, they have so much down there and it can be so distracting. And sometimes the email signatures, there's no way to track and to see your performance if what's working or what's not working. And that's where Sixter came in and changed the game, and they have a phenomenal product. We're going to learn more about that today. We'll dive into that. But before we do that, you know I got to give some shout outs, right? I want to give a big shout out this week to Glenn Bradley. Thanks so much for connecting, Glenn. I wish you great success in your world of sales, and I hope you continue to find great success. Alexa, thank you so much for connecting. Also, want to give a big shout out this week to Anun. Thank you so much. And also, Avaldez, thank you so much for connecting. I wish you guys great success as you're out there in the world of sales and you're hustling. And if you would like to connect with me, you can go ahead and find me. You can find me on LinkedIn, Donald C. Kelly, like these fine folks. You can find me on Instagram, Donald C. Kelly. You can also find me on Twitter, Donald C. Kelly. You can check me out there. I'd love to get connected with you. I personally like to talk to individuals and to reach out to them. So if you want to chat with me, feel free to do so, man. Send me a message and tell me you found out a podcast. You connected with us at the podcast, and we'd love to spark up a conversation with you and to get to meet you. You can also join the Sales Evangelizers. This is our private Facebook group and also our private LinkedIn group. And it's where sellers like yourselves, entrepreneurs, sales professionals, anyone out there hustling can come together, can share thoughts and insights, ask questions, or build strategic alliances. There may be folks in the community that you can connect with that you can both can benefit, because maybe you go after the same type of business and you could be the ideal customer for both of you, but you're complementary business and you can complement each other and do some great things. So I highly recommend you get connected with the community. Start building these relationships. I will personally welcome you when you join the community. It'll be an honor to have you. Now let's sit back, get our pens, Evernotes, whatever, our phone, our notepads ready, and let's dive into this episode with Dan. Take it away, Mr. DJ.
Thanks, Donald. Fired up to be here.
Man, I am excited. I was telling your team members when I first spoke with them that I was, I call myself a Hoosier for a little bit there. I lived in Indiana for a summer. So it's great to get a fellow Hoosier on a call today.
I'm sure happy to be here. We'll welcome you back if you ever want to.
I will, man. I will for sure. Well, before we dive into this, Dan, tell us a little bit more about you and what you do, man.
Sure. So fascinated by the content you guys put out, first of all, and I sort of come from the go-to-market ranks myself. I've sort of always led go-to-market teams in the software space. And so today I run a business called Sixter. The last 7 years of my career has really been in the marketing tech space and at companies like IGO Digital. And then after IGO Digital was acquired by ExactTarget, we recognized an opportunity to open up the email signature as a marketing channel, so that every email sent includes the latest and greatest content, events, white papers, case studies, et cetera. And so we sort of tried to hack the email signature in my previous life. And we would send an email to all of our employees and ask them to update their signature or copy and paste some call to action to the signature. And it was just a really clunky process. So what we did is we went and built a really simple way to provide central control, to control the branding, the look and the feel of the email signature, and then also to inject calls to action around whatever's most interesting to your business.
That is cool, man. We had a recent discussion in my private Facebook group where some of our podcast listeners are, and we were talking about email signature, just like asking about that, like, you know, do you feel that it's important? And overwhelmingly, a lot of people were saying, yes, it is. And it helps with the branding and helps to, you know, get people interested in you and so forth. And I'm guilty of it because sometimes I've had solid, you know, really cool email signature. I was like, oh, let me get a little deeper understanding about them. And
if a salesperson has a really good, you know, email signature and they have information that's, you know, bring value to me, they don't necessarily have to sell me in their email to say, hey, buy our product.
Right.
You know, that signature can give a lot of great information.
It can. And you know, as salespeople, when there's something of value that just sort of appears for you, right? I think where Sigster has been really interesting is it's really the intersection of great marketing and then often sales, right? And so the sales team or the account executive or even the account manager is sending emails out in mass every day, right? The average person sends 10,000 emails in a given year. So if you've got 100 employees, you're sending 1 million emails. It's somewhat absurd, right? But we all know it to be true when we open up our own inbox. And so when the marketer sort of has central control to update things and make sure your signature is beautifully branded and moreover includes a call to action around the next, you know, trade show or event or maybe the latest product update or release, it adds value for the salesperson. And the salesperson ends up, you know, winning as a result of this sort of alignment when marketing is there to sort of help and make that job easier.
So true. It's like, you know, being in war, you're on the front line. They give you some aerial support there, man.
I like it. That's perfect.
One of the things that I come across, though, there's so many different, you know, email signature tools out there. And I've done the, you know, just like the straight up, I'm just going to copy and paste the image and all that jazz. And it was difficult. But what would you say are the three most important features of your product or service?
You know, regardless of how you launch your email signature, right? I think most people try to standardize a design, right? And roll that out however they like. Mm-hmm. And whether you use Sigster or not, I think there's some tenets that apply regardless. The first is just keep it simple, right? I mean, there's no reason for me to include my address in my email signature. Alternatively, right, I should have a link to my website, which makes it really easy to find my address. And so you got to think of the three or four things that add the most value and really hone in there. So I suggest skipping things like address and fax number, right? And making those things really relevant and easy to find on your website. And then secondly, just make the best use of images as possible, right? Just be really efficient. Don't put, you know, 5-6 images in your signature, you know, because the image is what's going to draw attention. So reserve those images for what's most important, perhaps your logo or some sort of call to action. And lastly, again, going back to sort of consistency, right? The brand and making sure that if you get an email from me as a salesperson and the next email comes from customer success manager, or whoever that might be, it should be a really consistent experience across all with similar fonts, fields, formats, right? So keep it simple, use images wisely, and drive consistency to fuel brand.
You've probably come across a lot of different individuals who are using, you know, your product. And as I gave in a teaser, I evangelize about things that I find of worth. So everyone listening, they know I love the product. So, you know, they're going to definitely get some. This episode is not a selling episode, but it's going to be about, you know, I don't want it to seem like we're selling it, but I'm selling it because I like it. You know, I like it. So because, again, it's a value. And people who listen to the podcast, I know you guys know that I don't do this often. But when I find something great, I really want to tell you about it because I know it can help you. But I want to talk about some of the clients you've worked with in the past. You've probably come across a lot of their pains, you know, a lot of the issues. You know, we can probably list a list of 100 of them. But what are some of the most prevalent issues that customers, you know, have when they look for you guys or something like what you offer with your product?
Yeah, I think a catalyst for somebody going out and seeking a solution is a rebrand or just a redesign of the signature itself. Because what happens is you roll out a new logo or a new brand guidelines. And the next thing that you do is you design a signature and then you host this file, whether it's on SharePoint or in a Word doc or whatever, and you email your entire organization. And you say, guys, please update your email signature, right? Copy and paste this, find your signature settings, swap that out. The average employee, it takes 8 minutes to make one update to the email signature. And so there's real time that's sort of lost to your organization. And a lot of times they get it wrong. And so we had a customer, Next Gear Capital, and they're part of the Cox family of companies. They had just gone through this process for 800 employees, and they realized that after they finally got employees to adopt this new signature, they linked to sort of an old LinkedIn page for the company. And right, so there's this huge pain point of trying. They just went through that exercise. It was very painful, and now they have to update 800 email signatures, right? And so, you know, just a consistency in the email signature in terms of the brand is a challenge. But the second sort of pain point is, man, I'm investing in marketing content. I'm going to events, and the exact audience that that's really geared towards are the same people that your employees email in mass, right? And so it's, you're already emailing, you're already investing in this content. And so why not make it really, really simple to sort of marry those two things?
So true. And I've going back to that, you know, the company you gave that example with, and I'm going to probably pick your brain for a little bit more examples. I love learning about some of these case studies and so forth. But there, in my software industry, when I was working software sales, that's one of the things that our marketing department used to do, man. They used to tell us, you know, update this, update that.
Oh, yeah.
It was confusing or annoying because you're like, man, well, I thought we were focusing on this. And then all of a sudden it's like changed, but it was very difficult to do. And I guess the communication wasn't there. And obviously with something like this, you can have, a little, like you said, a little bit more consistency and it makes it easier. I can focus more on selling practices than to do the technical stuff. You know, if it's going to take me 8 minutes, it doesn't take me 8 minutes. I know it's going to take me like 15 because something's not going to be in the right place. You know what I mean?
Right.
So true on that. But what are some of the, tell us about some of your other success stories or, you know, how companies have implemented your product and seen great success within their organization.
Yeah. So maybe two quick examples. One from a company called Angie's List.
Small company.
Yeah. A little company called Angie's List. So they, one of the key sort of use cases for Sigster is driving event awareness, registrations and attendance, right? So if I'm in Angie's List case, they were hosting a customer event and that was really the first use case for Sigster is we said, okay, well, why don't we add a call to action to the email signature of the people that routinely interact with the audience you want to drive to the event. And so in a few minutes, they rolled out Sigster to, I believe there's a couple hundred initial employees for Angie's List. And that was a few months in advance of the event. So the event happens, they go back, they track what drove the most registrations, and 38% of all registrations came from a click in the email signature.
No way.
Right. And so that this, you know, was the largest percent share of traffic driven from any of that sort of tracked marketing activities, things like traditional email marketing, et cetera. And so what was cool, right, is you have your big event and then what happens, right? You get back the next day, you put all your energy into the event, you pull up your email, you hit compose, and the call to action is still driving attendance to the event that just ended yesterday, right? So what was cool is the marketer, right, with one click could update the call to action for, instead of, hey, come join us for this event that already ended. In real time, it says, hey, check out all the excitement from this year and save the date for next year.
Gotcha. Dude, that's so cool, man. I think one of the thoughts for me, you know, when I think about companies like that and I think about things of that nature is that so often that we spend so much money on marketing, advertising, and I guess it's kind of just like leaving money on the table when you really think about the email signature. And we kind of hit on that a little bit, but it's just in that example, it's just, it's a, you know, it was big, you know, 38%, right?
Yeah.
Of those leads that came back were from that. And what I like about the, what you guys have to offer is analytics. You know, most times when people have their email signature, they don't know what kind of results. And I think it's, I call it like the voodoo selling, you know, where people just throw stuff out, you know, up in the air and just kind of expect, like, if I put an email signature, if I have a Facebook post, then I'm going to get some people. But now you can literally see analytics, right? Can you talk to that a little bit? Like what kind of analytics people can pull up with Sigster?
You got it. So it's digital marketing. We've got to measure it.
Mm-hmm.
And the signature is sort of like the last spot in the realm of digital marketing available in mass that's completely untapped, right, from any sort of centralized effort. And so we're opening up that opportunity and we're expected, right, from the digital marketers that are interested in Sigster that we track results. And so we start at the top of the funnel, right? Any sort of marketing effort starts with reach. And as we shared earlier, right, 10,000 emails per employee per year, the average email is open 2.5 times, right? So it doesn't take long at all to get a really meaningful reach. And it's an audience that's hand-selected, right, by your employees every single day of your most important partners, prospects, customers, et cetera. So we start with sort of displays. And then as we work down the funnel, we get to clicks, right? So of all these displays, how many clicks did we get? And then ultimately, click rate. And the average click rate for a Sigster campaign is 0.5%, right? And so when you start to add those numbers up, it's really, really meaningful. 100 employees sending a million emails in a year is 5,000 additional engagements, right, with your most interesting content. And so we can view those metrics at a company level, at a campaign level, right? So for each campaign that I activate, I can show those analytics. I can also show it by employee or department. So with Sigster, right, you can group your users into departments or groups. And so HR can be talking about culture and open positions, whereas your sales team can be driving, you know, sales collateral and case studies and white papers, et cetera. So again, displays, clicks, click-through rates across a number of different sort of functions of the app.
Very cool. When it comes down to like a, you know, say a one-man shop or a small mom and pop out there, these guys have, you know, a little business. They don't have a huge team. Do you think they can still find the same impact from email signature?
Yeah, I think they can. You know, when it's a one or two person company, right, some of the challenges of the signature, if I want to embed a call to action, a lot of people will just go in and, you know, sort of copy and paste and sort of hard code an image into the email signature. And a lot of times those things show up as attachments, right? And so there's some challenges and hurdles there. And so for one user, Sigster is free, right? You can sign up for Sigster and start using it today, and you can sort of get the benefit of our best practices and making sure this looks really good across all email clients, et cetera. And then as you get into sort of larger teams, right, if you've got 10, 15 people, the numbers start to get big quickly. And again, it's just an efficiency thing and making sure that maybe it is just 10 or 15 people, but we've got a self-service sort of path within Sigster that makes it really easy for you to roll that out and, again, sort of control that. Even though it's a smaller group, the reach is still profound.
It's that time of the year right now, and you guys are basketball country up there. And people are, they love to talk about their brackets. And I know one of the other use cases you guys had was about a company called Outreach Inc. Do you mind telling us a little more about them and what they did with basketball brackets?
Sure. Yeah. So there's a kind of a bigger story there too. There's a company called Brackets for Good here in Indianapolis. And it's a competition actually well beyond Indianapolis now. They do it in five cities where they get 64 not-for-profits. And it's sort of a competitive giving where if I'm a small not-for-profit, I'm in that bracket, right, competing against other small not-for-profits to see who can raise the most money, all going towards a good cause. And so we came across Outreach. We made Sigster available for all the companies, all 300 this year in the Brackets for Good tournament. And again, some of these are one or two person shops. Others are, you know, 500 or 1,000 employees, right? And so during this campaign, everybody's email signature says, hey, help us do more good. Donate to our cause on the Brackets for Good contest, right? And so Outreach helps homeless folks, specifically high school folks in Indianapolis, get the resources that they need. And so they started with Sigster through Brackets for Good last year and have continued, right? So for the not-for-profit world, fundraising and campaigns and events, right? These are the things that they really think about every day. And it was just a really easy way for Outreach to promote all of those activities throughout the year with every email sent.
What were some of the results from that one? Do you remember?
You know, I'd have to dig back into Outreach specifically. But across the Brackets for Good tournament, we're tracking this year for the first time, right? Those that actually adopted and rolled out Sigster versus those that have not. And so of those that have rolled out Sigster, we have a really, really high winning percentage, right, of of those folks going through the bracket. So I think our Sigster customers, Bailey was looking through it. If you use Sigster, you had a sort of a 75% win record in that campaign.
That is awesome. And it's such a small little tweak, something small that you can utilize.
Yeah.
The thing that I like, also want to just kind of talk about too, sometimes I come across, you know, salespeople or come across these entrepreneurs who are just saying, you know, or the marketing folks say, you know, we don't have a creative on our staff. You know, we can't come up with these cool designs and stuff like that. Do you really have to have like a deep understanding of graphics in order to have a compelling email signature?
You don't. And, you know, it had to work for me. Again, I was for a long time, a sales guy with very little sort of technical skills, right? And so it has to work for the marketer, regardless of whether or not she may have design skills or the sales leader that wants to roll this out. And so what a lot of people will do is take just a quick screen grab or clip from a resource you already have available and already have designed, and you can simply upload that to Sigster. So you can use whatever tool you want. You can do a text campaign so you can, you know, skip images altogether and just sort of hyperlink to whatever's important to you.
That's good. And because I think then you can, obviously, going back to what you said, you know, each company can focus on that which is the most meaningful for them. And, you know, because everything changes, whether it's a trade show, whether it's a new product rollout, or whether it's just simply, you know, we having a promotion. One of the companies that I worked with, one of the things that it did annually was they had this BOGO, you know, buy one, get one. But I mean, Obviously, the more value you give, it sounds like the better off you would be with your email signature. If you're giving away something for free, that's a little bit more compelling than, you know, hey, buy this right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got it. And that's where the analytics come back, right? And that most successful campaigns for Sigster customers are those which are more helpful, right? It's like, hey, here's a free resource for you to learn. Maybe I'm in the financial world and it's like, hey, should I refinance or should I buy? Right? Little calculators, little tips, helpful content, sort of give. And then when people are ready to buy, they remember your brand.
Do you feel with that, with those texts sometimes, is it usually... Well, you can tell me. I'm trying to learn here. What typically pulls the most? Is it usually asking a question like that one, like, you know, interested in refinancing? Or is it just maybe something like, you know, 7 tips to improve your makeup? I don't know.
Yeah. We all have those articles, right? And so, you know, I think, again, there's some common threads, right? So anything that's a little bit more salesy and direct tends to have a bit less in terms of a click rate, as opposed to something that's helpful content about, again, about making that decision. And so some of the most engaging campaigns for Sigster again are events, videos, right? So if I go back to my days at iGo Digital, we had a really long, complex intro email about what we did. And we just had a campaign that linked to a 30-second sort of explainer video that described the product. So now my intro email to my prospect is only a couple of sentences instead of several paragraphs. And it says, hey, check out the video to learn more. So again, things like events and links to videos convert really well. And any sort of campaign design should always have just a call to action, right? Make sure there's a button with a really clear call to action so people that know it's clickable and able to be engaged with.
So good. Now we're getting ready to wrap up here, going on the last part of the show here. But question I want to ask before we wrap up, if there's one major takeaway, I mean, even if someone, you know, don't choose your product or whatever, but they just listen to this episode, what's one major takeaway you feel that they should walk away with?
I'd encourage people just to think about the massive reach and the impact on your brand of the email signature. And so it doesn't matter what you do, but make sure you do something to make sure that it's a compelling sort of brand experience, right? Because every single one of those messages is going to impact your brand positively or negatively. And so just keep it simple, be sure it's consistent, and test the call to action, right? And you know, whatever's most important to you, give it a try no matter how you do it. And anecdotally, I think you'll see the evidence points to this is a really meaningful marketing and sort of sales channel.
Yeah, I always encourage, you know, listeners to the podcast to just, you know, try something new. We have been able to interview over 250 different episodes, or 200, whatever number this is going to be when it goes out, like 280 or whatever.
Awesome.
But, you know, been busy, man. A lot of emails sending out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I encourage them to do is try, because you don't know sometimes, you know, if you're just stuck in your own ways, if you can try something different and you can make a huge impact on your organization, you will find out if you try it. And I really feel that this could be a great thing to test in any way. And like you shared, for if someone's out there, solopreneur, small business owner, tell me about your pricing model. They can go ahead and get something for free, right? To start testing it out, right?
Yeah, you got it. You know, our job is just to make this really easy and simple to sort of roll out, and then even easier to sort of measure. And so what we've done is we've really unlocked Sigster so that any person can go in there and sign up for free. And then if it is as easy and as impactful as we say it is, then there's a path to do more, right? And so as you start to add employees in your organization, the pricing plans start at $3 a user a month and go up to $5 a user a month, right? And so what we're really trying to do is really it's a very low investment in terms of the reach that you can get, and make it easy for you to kick the tires first, check it out, and do more as you like.
Awesome. And sometimes people go ahead and spell the name wrong. I know they spell it S-I-G-S-T-E-R, but it's yes. S-I-G-S-T-R. S-I-G-S-T-R. And we'll put that information in our show notes so they can get access to that. But if folks want to get in touch with you, they're like, man, this Dan sounds cool, man. I want to become his friend. What's the best way to connect with you or the company?
Sure. So you can always reach out to us directly, right? There's lots of ways to do that via our website, et cetera. I'm also on Twitter at DanHanrahan8, or you can find me on LinkedIn, whatever, you know, method you prefer. Love to hear from you and get some insights and share some ideas, regardless of whether or not you're using Sigster, as to how to capitalize on the employee email as a marketing channel.
And Sigster, you guys are really good with Twitter as well. So I think that's how I first got connected with you guys. Again, yeah, tying it back to Twitter. And it was great to be able to get interaction with some of your team members. And I just felt like, you know, little old me, and they were talking to me. So it was awesome.
Well, you know what you did? You helped us, right? And you reached out to us and did some good things on our end. And certainly we're grateful for that. And I'm certainly sensitive to the challenge you're solving for your listeners. I've certainly been in the sales realm most of my career. So I really appreciate what you guys are up to.
Hey, man. Well, we appreciate you guys and want to thank you so much. And again, we're going to put information in our show notes. So listeners, you guys can go back and get access and learn a little bit more and connect with Dan and the team, man. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Donald, you're the best. Good luck. Thank you very much.
Man, oh man, I told you. Told you, man. Dan was going to deliver and he brought some great insights. I'm sure you got excited about this tool. I did a podcast episode on it, but it didn't give justice because Dan gave us so much more details about this tool and how it can be more effective to our organizations. So I would highly recommend that you test it out. Just go to thesalesevangelist.com/episode and then 291. Again, thesalesevangelist.com/episode, then 291. Again, thesalesevangelist.com/episode291. You can get connected with Dan, get connected with Sigster, test out the product, and see if it's something that could be of benefit to you and to your organization. I guarantee it can help you drive results. I've been using it and I've been seeing results. Instead of my old email signatures, now I can see if people are clicking back or not, and I can understand a little bit more about what works and what doesn't work. How many times am I sending emails? And, you know, you can find out all this information. So it's pretty cool. So go ahead and check it out. Go to thesalesevangelist.com/thewordepisode, then 291. All in all, we want you to be successful. We want you to be happy. But most importantly, I want you to go out and do big things.